This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to Enterprise. Good morning. This is Frieda Liu. The biggest concern parents have when outsourcing their children to babysitters and kindergartens are safety, reliability, and professionalism. Most even give up their jobs, usually the mother, so that they can take care of their kids. Enter KiddoCare, which sets out to create a support ecosystem for parents going the extra mile to use technology to match and connect them with babysitters at the tap of a button. I'm speaking to a co-founder and CEO who's also a serial entrepreneur, Nadira Yusuf. Good morning.
Good morning, Frieda. Thank you for having me.
Okay. I know you've been up to a lot of things in terms of businesses and all that. And this is a really interesting one. Now, was this a result of working mothers not having to give up their careers because they can't find help that they can trust? Was this the genesis of why you started KiddoCare?
Well, generally, yes. But more specifically, it was also my very own experience of, you know, having to find childcare that fits my requirement. So I'm an entrepreneur. I think, you know, any working mothers would also be experiencing the same where, you know, we work at different times these days. Our requirement is very different. So conventional childcare centers may not be able to, you know, comply to our requirement, right? So there were instances when I forgotten to pick up my kids from childcare centers at 10 p.m. at night. So I felt really bad. And, you know, I just had to go and, you know, find a solution, but there wasn't any, right? So there wasn't any that fits. There wasn't any that gave me that kind of comfort in mind. And when I was speaking to my other friends, we were all in that same boat. So, you know, if you can't find it, I thought, hey, let's just create it. So that was how we came about.
If for those who don't know, you have 6 children ranging in ages from 10 to 24 and you know, and also a single mom as well, right? And running various businesses. So these are the challenges. Now, I have to say, the first thing I have to ask, right, is first people always ask is, how do you ensure your babysitters are trustworthy? Before we go into the mechanics of how it works, right, how do you ensure your babysitters are trustworthy?
So number one, Frieda, you know, we're basically, you know, we're mothers creating solutions for other parents, right? So the first thing that comes into mind is, you know, how do we, you know, ensure that somebody's going to come into our house and they are reliable, trusted, can do the work. So the first thing that came to mind, or rather the first step that we put in was to make sure that we had a proper onboarding system for our carers. So the first requirement for any babysitters is for them to be Malaysians, right? So we could have proper records of them. We put them under training. So that's babysitting training. We provide them with CPR and first aid. We have very strict SOP during the service. We put them through a very strict background check as well. We do, you know, assessments on skill, their ability to speak, communicate. So all that becomes an onboarding process for KiddoCare, and I guess that helps with you know, establishing their capability and also ability to work and trustworthiness. So that's among the requirement. Right. But we also put in mechanisms to check and monitor their service. So it's not just, you know, ensuring they can perform service, they're reliable people, but making sure that they follow the SOPs so the service becomes, you know, safe for everyone. It offers a peace of mind for parents who may not be at home also for that time period.
Right. How do you ensure that they are, you know, mentally okay?
Okay, so the first thing, Frieda, you know, when we talk about, you know, being mentally okay, that's that mentally okay fit for service. Number two is also the working condition that may, you know, cause stress, right? So we look at, you know, a whole lot of, you know, unfortunate events that happens in childcare, and many of them happens in places where, you know, the childcare center is not registered, or, you know, you just bagila, you know, let your neighbor's girl, whoever it is, jaga your anak. But a lot of times, you know, incidences happen not by the babysitter, but also other people who lives in the house, right? So number one, we put them through a background check, right? So it's a very strict background check that looks into their past records, past reports. So if they are married, we also look into their spouse's background check because we want to ensure that they come from a stable family, at least, right? From the mental side, you know, that kind of thing, psychological side. So we want to make sure that. Number two, why our service only allows a babysitter to perform at the parent's house. We wanted to make sure in that service environment, they are not burdened with too many children where they cannot, you know, they're not capable of handling, right? In an environment that is safe for the child and comfortable. So it allows the carer to, you know, help them grow within that comfort space. You know, it's safe, it's comfortable. It also allows the carer to be in a fun, you know, environment where, you know, they can really properly just look into helping the children. So that's important, right? So it's both sides.
So they go to your house as opposed to you dropping them at their house, right? Okay, so tell me the process. I download the app and then what happens?
So right now, the booking goes through our website. We are under development. Our app is under development. We released our app in the very beginning, but then we realized that, hey, you know, our customers have to use this differently. So we pivoted and put everything on our website. So all you have to do is go to the web, www.kidocare.my, and you just make your registration process. So it's registering your information on your children. So it is best for you to put in as much information on your children as possible, because then we'll be matching the carer with the requirement that the children needs, right? So you just have to go in, and the system is flexible, so you can, you know, choose babysitter for the time that you require. There's no minimum, the minimum hours is about 2 hours, and there's no maximum hours. So you can request for like 4, 6 overnight, up to you, a few days. Location is, you know, on yourself, so you could have it at your home, in the office, in a hospital, in a hotel, it doesn't matter. And you may request for a specific type of carer. So, you know, if you are more comfortable with English speaking or certain race or certain requirement or skill of carer, you could also specify that. So once the booking is made, then we will facilitate the matching and we'll send you some profiles. You take a look at them. And then if you like it, then you can proceed with, you know, making online payment. The carer will arrive 15 minutes before, run through the checklist. There's a whole detailed checklist that they've got to go through. And the service will commence, and, you know, you get regular updates throughout. So usually it's an hourly update, so the parents can know what's happening in the house during the service. And then there is also the checkout procedure. So that's the entire process, Frida.
Right. Okay. What are the rates like?
So we try to keep it very reasonable. So we're trying to balance with, you know, affordability, but also ensuring that the carers can earn decent income, right? So the rate starts from 2 hours at 60 ringgit, but the longer you take, then it becomes cheaper by the hour.
Okay. So what are you doing now in the case of COVID?
Actually, Frida, we are, you know, we're doing pretty well during the COVID period, because when the childcare center closes, or, you know, parents have concern with sending their children, you know, in crowded places, KidoCare becomes a go-to, right? So we are helping many of our frontliners to take care of their children at home when they have to go and work, right? So sometimes they work around the clock. So, you know, we're there at night, we're there at any time they require, right? And the other great thing is that, you know, this is something that we feel very proud of. Women who have been disposed of their jobs, you know, in certain industries like, you know, airlines and hospitality, those areas, they could come in and repurpose their skill with our training and become our carers. So now we're also providing income opportunities for them. So I think this is where, you know, we feel really proud. We're not just helping parents with their childcare requirement when the childcare centers are closed, but also giving job opportunities to more women.
Right. And I think I want to talk a little bit more about that, because you're also approaching all kinds of people as well, right? But how do you ensure that the people that come in are, you know, not having COVID?
Okay. Of course, we, you know, there are certain SOPs that we've follow based on KKM's requirements. So if they do have any symptom related to COVID, then they are imposed to go and get a COVID test done, right? And during the service, there is a very strict SOPs of, like, you know, cleanliness and wearing masks throughout the service, those kind of things. And, you know, how the system works is that we also place carers. So, you know, if you have a long-term service, we try to actually place our carers under a long-term service. So you only service one customer. So you don't try to go into many places at one time. So that, you know, limits the kind of exposure, right? There's health declaration on both sides. So we want to ensure not just, you know, exposure to the parents and the children's side, but also to our carers. So yeah, so there's health declaration. There's also a mandatory COVID test for anyone who's come into contact or experiencing some kind of symptoms, and they have to go through that. We impose quarantine after certain types of jobs for the carrier, so they cannot take continuous jobs after certain types of tests or even in certain areas. So we do all those kind of things to limit the COVID spread.
Right. Okay, we're going to talk about the unemployment aspect in just a moment. I'm here with Nadira Yusuf from Kiddo Care. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Better Finance Management. BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Enterprise. I'm here with Nadira Yusuf, serial entrepreneur, talking about her latest baby, in a way, called Kiddo Care. And basically, they provide support ecosystem for parents. And now they can actually use technology to connect them with babysitters at the tap of a button. Well, not the tap of a button yet. You have to go online on your website. And I guess the idea is to have the app up and running at some stage.
Yes. So we hope to launch the app sometime in July or August. So that will help parents, yeah.
Right. Now, unemployment has, you know, obviously been a big problem, right? How are you reaching out to the unemployed? Do they just sort of find out from, you know, just by doing research, or do you do anything to reach out to them?
We do actually. So we do approach, you know, associations related to especially those affected sectors like hospitality. We connect directly with employers of airlines, you know, and things like that, and offering them some kind of a partnership where we, you know, bring them in, put them through training and onboard them as carers. So these are some of the ways. But of course, we also, you know, run our campaign online. We're telling women out there that there is a safe option for women to participate in a gig kind of work, you know, because, you know, Frida, usually when you talk about gig workers, right, you're thinking about e-hailing and drivers and riders. But what about women? Right. What can offer them that kind of flexibility to work, decent income and safe environment with a space for career growth? So, you know, this is where we're coming in from Kiddo Care angle. So we don't just provide an opportunity for them to earn income, especially during the pandemic, but a career growth perspective through our Kiddo Care Academy.
Right. Okay. So most of your babysitters are naturally women?
They have to be women at the moment.
Okay. Oh, they have to be women. Okay. Okay, they have to be with. What about gender equality? What about some men who might want to do this?
We actually are preparing for that. But, you know, we also have to comply to what the market is more comfortable with, right? So right now, they're still struggling with, you know, is it safe to get somebody to the house? You know, is the brand trusted? You know, can I trust the brand and that kind of thing? So I think, you know, once we've got that whole idea of bringing someone to the house, and they're comfortable with that notion, that kind of idea. They know the brand could deliver that kind of service experience, you know, that it's safe. Then we can look into bringing in gender equality into the whole, conversation.
Right. Yeah. So what's the challenge right now? Finding the customers or finding the babysitters? What is the bigger challenge for you right now?
It's equally the same, Frida. It's equally the same. At the moment, however, you know, we're pretty good in terms of our demand. It's quite overwhelming. So, you know, we have to ensure that our supply side, our carriers, you know, could catch up as much as our customers grow. But it's the same challenge both sides. There's you know, that kind of comfort level that we need to address. You know, both sides. I mean, carriers are also saying, you know, how can I walk in and be safe in a stranger's house? So we have to address that too. And you know, a lot of time, that whole notion of, you know, working as a childcare worker it's not really such a, you know, a fun or great job. It's paid, they're usually paid very low, but the kind of expectation of work is also, you know, very high, very tough, right? So we had to, you know, slowly come in and change that kind of perspective and ensuring them that there is potential growth in this area. It is safe and you can earn good income. But at the same time, then we have to balance with, you know, parents' ability to also pay, you know, and trust them. So it's the same challenge, lah.
Okay, so if you're hardworking, right, how much can you earn as a babysitter?
Actually, our top earning babysitter earns about 6,000 a month. And on the average, right, so if you're working full-time, you could get up to that. But on the average, if you were to work on a flexible manner, say 20 days, 4 hours a day, you could earn about 2,400 a month. And that's just 4 hours a day.
Right, that's just 4 hours a day after work. If you're doing it full time, you can earn up to 6K, which is really good, right? Okay, so I'm interested to be a babysitter. How long is the onboarding process? I need my side hustle. I don't know if parents can trust their kids with me, but let's just say.
I think probably the children don't want you to go back, Frida. But okay, so the whole onboarding process takes about 5 days with additional 14 days of actually handholding and monitoring by our admins. So during the first 2 weeks of service, you actually have a mentor who handholds you during the whole service process. But the onboarding, the training takes about 5 days.
Right. And I think that's important, right? That there's someone hand-holding. I think people are quite terrified, but if you have a mentor to guide you, then you slowly ease into the role, right? All right. So, you know, how has your work with Scale Up Malaysia been going? You're part of that cohort. What have you been learning from that whole experience?
Oh, a whole lot, Frida. You know, I've been a serial entrepreneur and I've been running businesses, but I tell you, you know, coming into a startup, right, at my age, pula tu, you know, it's a different ball game. You know, the market, the competition is there. It's very stiff. And the whole environment is very volatile. Business is expected to grow and you're dealing with investors, you know. So Scale Up actually comes in and helped me personally to look into the business very differently. Right. So, you know, understanding the requirement for fast scale, understanding requirement of valuation and things like that. I never appreciated that in my previous lives. Right. So they put in that kind of structure. And what I love about them is that, you know, the coaches are really people who matter. They know exactly what they're talking about. They have the network and linkages to, you know, access the market that we want to go into. So that's great. I mean, putting the structure and the whole, you know, new business model, that's important for us to maintain relevance in today's world and also in the future. So I'm blessed with being adopted in the Scale Up.
Right. And are you looking for investors?
Yes, we are. So we're continuously looking for investors, of course, because we're scaling. So right now, you know, primarily we're servicing Klang Valley with a few areas in Johor Bahru and Melaka and Negeri Sembilan, but we're planning to expand and service Malaysia this year by year end. And we're actually looking for investment to scale regionally next year. So we have our plans in motion. Right. So, you know, with investment, we hope we can do this faster and better lah.
Right. Okay. So scaling up for you is actually going to more markets and going regional as well, right? But you mentioned earlier on about looking competition. Is there a competition in your space?
At the moment, there is no direct competition for two reasons, right? Number one, this concept is new. So most of the childcare providers are conventional childcare providers. So, you know, still, you know, institution or houses and things like that. So the model is not the same, so we don't consider them competition. In fact, we consider them as us being complementary to them, right? Mm. Number two, we don't see this as a competition also because we're building ourselves as a platform and everybody else, childcare providers, could actually come in and become part of this entire ecosystem support network, right? So now we have individuals providing services to parents, to their homes, but we are also looking at, you know, getting in the childcare centers and childcare at home to actually become partners so parents could have the option of dropping their children to the centers nearest to them that are certified by KiddoCare. So we don't see ourselves, we don't have competition in this space at the moment, but we don't see ourselves competing either with other traditional childcare centers because we're built as a platform to create that kind of supporting ecosystem.
Right. So it's probably a case of maybe they go to a childcare center, then in the evenings, you know, that moment when you need help and you're still busy working, and this allows it as well, right? What about people now? Okay, people now are actually, a lot more people are working from home, but they still need, they're working, right? They need someone to take care of the kids while they're working. So it doesn't mean that just because they're working from home, they're not working in the conventional sense, right? So is that the case?
Of course, Rida. You know, right now, I think we have more work from home parents, both fathers and mothers, requesting for our carers to come in for 4 hours or 6 hours while they take on a call or a meeting. We know how many pens have been, you know, flying around, thrown around at the children. So yeah, we do come in. But more importantly, Frida, it's not just about taking care of their children, right? But, you know, during the MCO and having their children at home these days, you know, it's ensuring that children are filled with meaningful activities, right? So it's not just about, you know, taking care of them, handling, you know, their requirements and things like that, but it's also ensuring that children are engaged with activities relevant to them. So they're not always on their devices, even if they do, it's good activities that they can do. So the carers are all equipped with skills of engaging children and creating activities with them where they, you know, build science experiments, go through art activities and things like that. So it's not just care, but also meaningful enrichment throughout the period. And the parents can get, you know, peace of mind into their meetings and things like that. So we're seeing a larger growth in this requirement now that we see many other companies also opting out for flexible working. So we are also introducing companies credit hours and packages to support their employees while they work from home.
Right. Okay. So that's really interesting. So, okay, working with corporates, so that this is an offering for them as well. So that's another way of reaching out to parents as well. So this is very interesting. And what's happening is that, I guess, as you were saying, it's not just taking care of them, makan, it's about also engaging the kids at the same time. So very interesting. I wish you all the best in doing this. I'm just glad that I don't need a babysitter anymore, because I can imagine the stresses that parents go through during this period as they're trying to, you know, juggle a job, working from home and having to take care of the kids. So thanks for spending time this morning. I've been speaking to Nadira Yusuf from KiddoCare. You've been listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.